is this is not something where you've got three nights with the same performances. Everything's different every day.
Everything is a kind of a festival designed. So we have one program on Friday night, and then we have a completely different program on Saturday night. So on Friday night, you could hear Russian Easter Overture. You could hear Mussorgsky Pictures from an exhibition in the version orchestrated by Ravel. You could hear an extended selection from Tchaikovsky's ballet, Swan Lake. You could hear even a little piece by Stravinsky, his Circus Polka. And on Saturday, you're going to hear the perhaps the most famous and difficult piano concerto in the repertoire of Rachmaninoff's Third, with a wonderful Russian-born, American-trained pianist, Natasha Poremsky. And in the second half, you're going to hear Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony, this time played without any explanation, just as a normal concert. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there will be another vocal testing on Friday night only. And also there are preludes and postludes, and there is a special event on Thursday night after the concert for our young professionals group, which is called Tonic. So we normally go to a bar and then we have drinks with members of the orchestra, and mm-hmm. we talk about the performance, we talk about life, we talk about everything. But it's a wonderful opportunity to involve people that are in their 20s and 30s and get them to be bigger part of the orchestra and what we do.
Well, and there's so much, it's so much different than listening to music that you download or listening to music that you get on a CD, because the visceral experience of seeing an orchestra perform live and watching it done is what makes the music come alive.
Oh, yeah. And you are doing this, sharing the experience with a lot of other people. I mean, it's sort of like going to a football game, isn't it?
Yes.
You watch a great performance, but part of the fun is going there with your friends and having all these wonderful things before and after. So this is what we have. Of course, not at the stadium, but at the Ohio Theater, which is equally beautiful.
You're just saving the tailgating for afterwards.
Exactly,
is all.
Exactly. So,
yeah. Well, Natasha Poremsky, she's an amazing young performer. I was listening to some conversation she had with some people before concerts and the like, watching her skydive, which probably made her manager very nervous, and all of that. But she's an adventurous young lady, and I interviewed her about 10 years ago. She has really matured into the point of being able to play something that has really given a dickens of a time to a lot of people in this rock third.
She's one of my favorite pianists, and actually, for the last couple of years, I've done almost all the important Russian piano repertoire with her, so not only here, but in other places. And I just love her lightness and yet her Russian depth. So it's a very interesting combination of effervescent and quality of her character, and at the same time, like, very, very deep Russian, almost pessimistic approach to music that requires that type of experience.
She said when her parents moved to the United States, she thought she was moving to the middle of nowhere, some barren land, and then they got out of the plane in California, and she was shocked. But she still has one foot in her homeland.
Yes. I think you never lose that, particularly when your parents are both from the same country, or in this, they're both Russian in this case. You just never lose that connection. You most likely speak Russian at home to them still.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I could say that, being from a similar part of the world, but you never lose. You never assimilate completely.
No. No. Ross and I appreciate your time here and this fabulous program you've put together. If you would like to find out more about it, go to columbussymphony.com. Go to their events calendar. There is all sorts of information. You can start today. You can give the rest of your week to music and vodka and education and learning stuff and having a great time. Thank you so much for coming, and I look forward to the weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. Always a pleasure to be your guest.